100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Directing all federal agencies to identify and have a plan for more layoffs and buyouts of employees by mid-March, President Trump and Elon Musk at a White House cabinet meeting. The president urging employees who haven't responded to the Musk email asking for their recent accomplishments should do so.
Those million people that haven't responded, though, Elon, they are on the bubble.
Meaning they're potentially on the chopping block. The government slashing strategy has gotten loud pushback by Republican voters. Federal judge has suspended efforts to block refugee resettlement, saying President Trump's executive order contradicts the system that was set up by Congress. Trump administration appealing another federal court order to repay billions of dollars in foreign aid by the end of today. After a small plane crashed into a Vermont mountain with three on board, all the victims survived without serious injuries. The snow helped cushion the fall, says a fire department official. This is ABC News. The first measles death in the U.S. in over a decade is reported by federal health officials in western Texas, a school-aged child after being in the hospital in Lubbock last week. Dr. Laura Johnson, pediatrician treating several measles cases in Lubbock.
If we don't continue to vaccinate and do the things that we did in order to make these illnesses of the past, then there'll be illnesses of the present.
West Texas measles outbreak now stands at 124. When asked about that today after a White House cabinet meeting, the new health secretary, Robert Kennedy Jr., said the outbreak is not unusual, saying that there have been four outbreaks this year compared to 16 last year. Captured in New Mexico, a man police say tried to murder his ex-wife with a bomb in Wyoming in 1982. They say he's been on the run for decades. They took the identity of a man who died, got a hold of the man's driver's license, passport, and Social Security card. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit FullersMilkerCenter.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News this evening, sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Well, after a high of 46, we are down to 39 degrees on what has been a warm, cloudy day today. Our news is next.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Congressman Derek Van Orden, as well as all of Wisconsin's Republican representatives, voted in favor of a House budget resolution last night. The measure passed by 2 votes, with all House Democrats voting against it and all but one Republican voting for it. Van Orden said that the budget resolution does not include cuts to programs such as Social Security, Medicare, or Medicaid, and anyone saying otherwise is lying. Democratic Congressman Mark Pocan said the plan reduces funding for health care and food assistance. The Social Security Administration Tuesday announced the closing of a component within the agency, the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity. Employees in the office were put on administrative leave effective immediately. Lee Dudek, acting commissioner of Social Security, said, quote, "Our focus is supporting President Trump's priorities, which include streamlining functions and prioritizing essential work. Terminating the Office of Civil Rights and Equal Opportunity and reassigning statutory responsibilities performed by this office advances the president's goal to make all of government more efficient in serving the American public." End quote. SSA will transfer responsibility for processing equal employment opportunity complaints, reasonable accommodation requests, and other statutorily required functions to other SSA components to ensure compliance with existing legal authorities. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and a group of her colleagues demanded answers from the Social Security Administration regarding the recent turmoil at the agency as Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency embed themselves and gain access to Wisconsinites' most sensitive personal information. Baldwin and the lawmakers wrote, "Providing access to personally identifiable information on hundreds of millions of Americans stored by SSA to DOGE employees without a legitimate reason and in apparent disregard for privacy laws, regulations, and procedures raises serious concerns about the security of that data and what DOGE plans to do with it." The letter seeks answers from Acting Commissioner Dudek about DOGE's activities at SSA, including whether the acting commissioner has disclosed any sensitive personal or financial information to any unauthorized persons outside SSA, whether DOGE has requested or received access to any SSA system that is used in determining eligibility or benefit amount of Social Security or SSI benefits, whether DOGE has gained access to SSA databases that include personally identifiable information, wage or tax information, or personal health information, whether any private or commercial servers been connected or integrated into SSA data systems to review, edit, modify, access, delete, move, or otherwise change data, and what steps are being taken to prevent DOGE from stopping lawful benefit payments or utilizing personally identifiable information for political purposes. Hundreds of Wisconsinites gathered outside Senator Ron Johnson's office in Madison Tuesday to protest possible cuts to Medicaid in the Republican House budget proposal. Their budget proposal includes over $880 billion in cuts to the committee that oversees Medicaid. In Wisconsin and across the country, Republican representatives have faced spirited crowds at town halls, voicing their concerns over the potential cuts. Some have even agreed with their constituents that cuts to Medicaid programs would be a mistake. Republican state lawmakers are seeking co-sponsorship for legislation that would direct the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to conduct a study identifying potential locations for nuclear power plants. The study would seek to identify potential new sites and opportunities to expand nuclear power generation at existing facilities. The agency would also need to cut 30 days off of the standard 180-day approval process for facilities with an advanced nuclear reactor. Wisconsin currently has only one operational nuclear facility. Wisconsin has officially joined the U.S. Department of Agriculture's National Milk Testing Strategy. The program is meant to track bird flu through raw milk samples as the highly contagious virus continues to spread across the country. Officials are still working on to determine how and when testing will be conducted. The virus has not yet been detected in Wisconsin's dairy cows, but has appeared in a few bird flocks. Barron County also saw the first human case of bird flu in the state after a worker came into contact with an infected flock. Attorney General Josh Call has joined a coalition of 23 attorneys general in filing an amicus brief asking the U.S. Supreme Court to act to protect a key provision of the Affordable Care Act that guarantees access to critical preventive care for millions of Americans. Attorney General Call and the coalition urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reverse a lower court's decision stating that the structure of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force is unconstitutional, a decision that will impair access to life-saving medical care. Before the ACA's enactment, many Americans struggled to afford preventive services, such as cancer screenings, which can be life-saving, but were often not covered by insurance. Congress enacted the ACA's preventive services provision to eliminate this financial barrier by requiring most private insurance plans to cover preventive services recommended by the task force without charging out-of-pocket cost, including copayments or deductibles. Attorney General Call and the Attorneys General have asked the Supreme Court to reverse the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit's decision in Kennedy v. Braidwood Management Incorporated, According to the coalition's brief, the Fifth Circuit's decision that the task force exercises unconditional authority over insurance plans is incorrect because the task force's members are constitutionally appointed and supervised by the Secretary for the Department of Health and Human Services. The coalition further explains that prohibiting enforcement of the preventive services provision could cause a significant gap in health coverage that states will not be able to fill because federal law prevents them from regulating certain insurance plans. The brief explains that since the ACA became law in 2010, the provision has significantly improved public health outcomes by expanding access to preventive services. In addition to saving lives, the provision has also reduced socioeconomic, racial, and ethnic disparities in health care by expanding access to a variety of preventive services. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said Tuesday that while Republican lawmakers are still ironing out priorities for the state budget, tax cuts are a key part of the developing plans. While Republicans from both chambers met Tuesday afternoon to determine budget priorities, Voss criticized Governor Tony Evers for not working across the aisle during the current budget cycle or the last one.
So 95% of our tax reduction was vetoed by Governor Evers, which is the basic reason that we have this massive surplus right now in our state budget. So we're not going to use that surplus to grow the size of government. We're going to use it to reduce taxes. So my hope is we can find a plan that we agree on, send it to Governor Evers, cut taxes, and then we have money left over to be able to focus on where we're going to invest going forward.
Voss spoke about GOP budget ideas during a WISP politics luncheon at the Madison Club. The Democratic-backed candidate for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court is decrying Elon Musk involvement. Susan Crawford said Tuesday that the world's wealthiest man is trying to buy a seat on our Supreme Court. A political action committee created by Musk, a close advisor to President Donald Trump, has spent $1 million on the Wisconsin Supreme Court contest so far. Another group that Musk has contributed to in the past has spent $1.6 million on television ads attacking Crawford, who is a Dane County judge. Musk is backing Waukesha County Circuit Judge Brad Schimmel, a longtime Trump supporter who attended Trump's inauguration last month. Schimmel says it's more concerning that his Democratic-supported opponent is benefiting from donations by liberal philanthropist George Soros. The race for ideological control of the battleground state's highest court is nonpartisan in name only. Republicans are lining up behind Brad Schimmel, and Democrats back Susan Crawford. The election on April 1st will determine whether liberals maintain their majority on the court. Schimmel said Wednesday that he will not be influenced by the big money donations coming in on his side. Crawford has made similar pledges of independence. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds ice anglers of the deadlines to remove permanent ice shanties or those that aren't removed daily on inland and boundary waters. Ice shanties must be removed from state waters by various dates. Details on when all shanties need to be removed are in the guide to Wisconsin's 2024-25 hook and line fishing regulations. Portable ice shanties can still be used after these dates, so long as they are removed from the ice when they are not actively in use. If you need help removing your shanty, contact local fishing clubs, vendors, and other anglers. Owners who don't take responsibility for removing their shanty should be reported to the DNR violation hotline by calling or texting 1-800-TIP-WNDR or 1-800-847-9367. As a reminder, no ice is 100% safe. Ice anglers should check with local fishing clubs and bait shops for current ice conditions before removing their shanties, as the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. Professional snowshoers are coming to Wisconsin to compete. Here's Lisa Hale.
A Northeast Wisconsin recreation center known for its cross-country skiing trails, biathlon events, and training facilities will host the 2025 World Snowshoe Championships, the U.S. Snowshoe Championships, and the Open Championships starting February 27th through March 2nd. Aaron's Nordic Center in Brilliant expects the event to boost local tourism with an influx of visitors competing for a prize purse of over $16,000. Aaron's Nordic Center has state-of-the-art snowmaking capabilities that make it perfect for cross-country skiing, biathlons, snowshoeing, and more.
Today's winner of $75 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Casey Peterson on ticket number 302.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center, died February 15th at our house senior living. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will be at St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center this evening from now until 6. Friends may also call at St. Mary's of the Assumption Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic School in Richland Center. Rosemary Wanless, 94 of Richland Center.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
BL Signs, located near Richland Center, is a full-service sign design and construction company dedicated to crafting all types of interior and exterior signage. Known for high-quality custom work, BL Signs offers competitive pricing and reliable on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they handle it all, tailoring solutions for large and small businesses and everything in between. For all your signage needs, trust the experts at BL Signs, 647-0149 today. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. It was a little gloomy today with mostly cloudy skies, but still some mild highs as we reached upper 40s this afternoon with calm winds. A few spotty sprinkles of rain are possible. And once again, they could mix with a few flurries early tomorrow morning because temperatures will be flirting with the freezing mark in the low 30s. We quickly warm up, though, to highs tomorrow in the mid-40s, and winds get feisty. They'll be gusting out of the northwest around 20 to 30 miles per hour. A few spotty showers are possible through the afternoon, flipping to flurries through the evening. Then the precipitation starts to calm down, will become partly cloudy tomorrow night, falling to below freezing once again in the upper 20s, before we spike on Friday. But Friday is going to be windy. Very windy. I'm talking about winds pulling out of the west at 20 to 30 miles per hour sustained. That's a constant wind. And gusts around 40. I wouldn't be surprised if some wind advisories go out for Friday. So as we battle that, highs will reach the low 50s, and we'll see more clouds than sunshine, of course. But the sunshine does take over for the weekend. However, so does colder temperatures. Highs on Saturday stay below freezing in the low 30s, and for Friday become more seasonal, tapping highs of about 40. Sunday it'll be calm and chilly to start in the morning as lows fall to the mid-teens, but sunshine throughout the day warms us up and we'll feel fantastic. Then for Monday, as we start the work and school week off, clouds will be increasing and so do the temperatures. We hit highs of 50 again. So of course, the spring-like warmth isn't really going anywhere. It just temporarily leaves us for Saturday. Because on Tuesday, we once again hit highs in the low 50s. Now, of course, we have a system moving in. It will be a cloudy day with light rain early that ramps up through the evening. And of course, overnight, that has the potential to turn to some wet, accumulating snowfall. But of course, that's still a week away and things can change. We'll keep tracking that for you and keep an eye on it and keep you updated. And until then, really just pay attention to the early mornings when those temperatures are below freezing and things are icy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It is a mostly cloudy 39 degrees, while 46 was our high today. Our morning low was 29. Yesterday, we had a high of 51, and we also received 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday. A record high for this day was actually set last year at 68, while record low was set in 1967 at 24 below. Last year on this date, our high was 68 and our low 26. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:42. We've received 1/900ths of an inch of rain so far today. While the barometer is up to 29.76, we have winds out of the northeast at 2. Again, it's 39 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. Well, multiple reports are emerging about New York Jets players being upset that veteran quarterback Aaron Rodgers has been dumped. New coach Aaron Glenn met with reporters on Tuesday. He said he has talked with standout defensive lineman Quinnen Williams, who posted a thumbs down emoji and a comment, "Another rebuild year for me, I guess." 2 weeks after the move, Rodgers hasn't commented. The Miami Dolphins are the top-ranked team, followed by the Minnesota Vikings for the second consecutive season in the NFL Players Association report card. The Atlanta Falcons, Las Vegas Raiders, and LA Chargers round out the top five in the third annual NLPA report card released today at the NFL Scouting Combine. The Pittsburgh Steelers, New York Jets, Cleveland Browns, New England Patriots, and Arizona Cardinals were the bottom five. J.C. Treader, the NFLPA's chief strategy officer, said 1,695 players responded to the survey, an average of 52 players per team, and 77% of the union's membership. The report cards were compiled between August 26th and November 20th. Pass rusher Abdul Carter says he should be the number one overall pick in this year's NFL draft. Carter made his comments today at the NFL's annual scouting combine in Indianapolis. The first day prospects spoke with reporters. The former Penn State star is likely to be the first or second defensive player selected in April's draft, but he's got competition to go number one. Quarterbacks Cam Ward and Shadur Sanders, are clearly in the mix, as is Heisman Trophy winner Travis Hunter, who is listed as a cornerback but could play receiver too, as he did at Colorado.
Someone once said, "Don't knock the weather." 9/10 of people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while. Spring is a time of change. Farmers in the field, gardens planted, home projects started. Have your insurance needs also changed? The Schwartz Insurance promise of the very best service for your insurance needs has not changed. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want you to be sure you have the best protection available. Please visit 152 North Main or call 647-8891 for a no-obligation review.
Dodgers manager Dave Roberts says three-time MVP Shohei Ohtani will make his first spring training appearance of the year Friday night. That will be against his old team, the LA Angels. Ohtani will be the designated hitter. Roberts has not given a timetable for Ohtani's return to the pitching mound other than to say he hopes it would be sooner than later. Roberts has ruled Ohtani out for the season opening series in Tokyo on March 18th and 19th. Ohtani injured his left shoulder sliding into second base during the World Series. He did not pitch last season while recovering from surgery to repair a ligament in his throwing elbow. And number 8, North Carolina. Number 9, North Carolina State, and number 16 Duke are all within reach of hosting NCAA tournament opening weekend games together. This hasn't happened since 1998. All three teams in North Carolina's Triangle region are located within a 30-minute drive of each other. They all made the cut to host in the NCAA Selection Committee's preliminary list of the top 16 overall seeds earlier this month. The committee updates that list Thursday night, shortly before the Tar Heels visit the Blue Devils in that rivalry game. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Hendricks.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Ready to revamp your deck or fence? Bailey Paint and Decorating in Richland Center introduces you to Benjamin Moore Woodlux Stains. Over 3,500 solid and ultra-flat options. Woodlux by Benjamin Moore brings out the natural grain and texture of your wood while protecting it from the elements like rain, sun, and snow. For a stunning, durable finish that lasts, visit Bailey Paint and Decorating. Benjamin Moore Woodlux, where innovation meets excellence. Bailey Paint and Decorating, your partner in beautiful, lasting results.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Richards Insurance Agency has been in business since 1933. For 90 years, we have been here to build relationships, earn trust, and serve people. We provide home, auto, life, business, farm, and nonprofit insurance. We are independent, so we have options. Give us a call today at 608-585-2137 or visit richardsinsured.com and request a quote.
Soybeans and corn were lower Wednesday, cattle finished mixed, and hogs closed higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were lower. Development weather in most of Argentina looks good, and Brazil's harvest continues to move forward. That big crop out of South America and trade tensions with China have hit export demand for U.S. beans. March beans are down 6 3/4 at 10.24 and a half. May was 7 1/2 lower at 10.41 and a quarter. March bean meal was down 40 cents at 293.40, and March bean oil is 47 points lower at 44.97. Corn was down, watching that South American weather while expecting tariffs to cut into global demand for U.S. corn. USDA is expected to project an increase in U.S. corn acreage this week. March corn was down 1 1/2 at 4.78 and a quarter, and May was 3/4 lower at 4.93 and a half. And wheat was down, picking up at least a little bit of pressure from a higher move in the dollar during the session as it waits to see what happens in talks to end Russia's war in Ukraine. Drier weather in the southern U.S. plains could have an impact on U.S. winter wheat conditions. March Chicago was down 6 3/4 at 5.66. March Kansas City was 6 3/4 lower at 5.85. March Minneapolis wheat was down 13 1/2 at 5.99 1/2. Live cattle were down and feeders were mostly lower ahead of direct business, with box beef narrowly mixed at midday. April live is $1.10 lower at $194.62, and June is down 97 at $191.27. March feeders were up 15 at $274.37. May was down 27 at $273.52. And hogs closed higher, with the pork carcass cutout value up at midday on Wednesday. The April contract was $1.72 higher at $88.70, and May lean was up $1.85 at $92.45. USDA's export sales numbers are out Thursday morning. Now let's head over to Megan Grebner for your full look at the cash livestock markets. Megan?
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Another pretty quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. The lone bid to have surfaced was in Texas at $196 live. That's well below the day's asking prices, which were at $200 to $201 live in the South. Significant trade volume isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Boxed beef closed higher. Choice was up 59 cents at $314.32. Select closed 16 cents higher at $304.13. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, up 5,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct up $1.02 with a weighted average of 89.86. The Iowa Minnesota was 67 cents higher with a weighted average of 90.32, and the Western Corn Belt up 58 cents with a weighted average of 90.09. Pork values closed higher, up $1.01 at 96.66, and estimated hog slaughter was 490,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down about 500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Jamison Greer is now the U.S. Trade Representative. The U.S. Senate voted Wednesday to confirm Greer as President Trump's trade deal leader. Greer's nomination cleared the Senate with a 56-43 vote. The former lawyer and judge advocate general in the Air Force served as U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer's chief of staff during Trump's first term. More news coming up next. Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
Day one. The hardest day. The day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Economist says consumers are becoming more cautious in their spending. University of Missouri's Ben Brown says that could have an impact on agriculture.
I think that trickles into ethanol consumption, traveling. I think it feeds into beef and pork and other type of protein demand as well. So just things to be aware of as we go ahead.
Many farmers are making plans for the growing season with several unknowns hanging over agriculture. Rob Schaefer with the American Soybean Association says an outdated farm safety net is worrisome.
Because it sets the ARC and PLC five-year prices so we can plan a little harder versus this piecemeal stuff of just giving us a one-year extension. That way it provides certainty for bankers, farmers, and across the country, input suppliers, all that stuff.
The USDA says red meat and poultry stocks tightened during January. That was due to changes in production and generally good demand. More on these stories at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Huston with Timsock Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a big sale. Come buy your hay now. Large squares topped at $170 a ton and rounds topped at $70 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to consign your machinery or goods or even list your real estate? Give us a call, 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Huston. Have a great day.
determining seeding rates for corn and soybeans. Hello, I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Seed on Brownfield. There are many factors farmers should consider when determining seeding rates for 2025. Minnesota-based Channel technical agronomist Derek Crompton explains the factors that farmers should remember when determining seeding rates based on the conditions they experienced last year. We'll find out more on Brownfield right after this.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge. But with the enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's widest spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Many farmers are looking ahead to planting season and already thinking about seeding rates for corn and soybeans. In this episode of Managing for Profit, Minnesota-based Channel technical agronomist Derek Crompton explains more.
With the dry conditions that most people experienced last year, they're probably also going to have some background nutrient levels that might be higher than what you'd normally expect going into a new season. So with that being said, I would, you know, really look at your soil test. Where did they come in at? Did you have fields that, you know, were normal or adequate in soil nutrition? Or do you have some fields that are high? And if you have some of those fields that have a really, you know, good or higher level of field nutrition, those are fields, you know, where you could probably think about having your planting rates, you know, at a normal level or a higher level. And then those fields that would have a little bit lower soil nutrients, consider, you know, maybe backing off on those populations in those fields.
He says soil moisture makes an impact.
In the central part of Minnesota into the I states this last year, we had the driest year in the fall, this fall, in 132 years. And what's interesting now, we look at our snowfall that we've had in the I states up through Minnesota. We are still at 132 years of the driest snowfall that we've had as well. So a lot of people are probably have dryness on their mind. And with that being said, I think maybe the first thing a person should really consider is, what type of hybrid do you have that you're thinking on your corn side? Is it a hybrid that flexes or is more of a fixed ear? So what kind of populations can it handle, you know, as you're thinking about where you're placing your corn hybrids?
Crompton says farmers should keep their focus on plant health and maximizing yield.
You definitely want to make sure that you're in an environment that has adequate nutrition. And especially on corn, potassium is one of those elements that you need to have enough potassium there, because potassium is going to give you stalk strength. And when you push populations on corn, you end up with thinner stalks during plant development. Make sure you've got an adequate potassium level. That's going to be the key.
For more information, farmers can contact their local Channel Seed Pros or visit channel.com/rise. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Channel Seed on Brownfield.
It is 22 minutes away from the 6 o'clock hour as you're tuned in here to Country and Community. A reminder that coming up here and still this evening, the Richland County Veterans Memorial Building Committee will meet at 7 at the American Legion Post 13. It'll be an informational meeting on the current committee's future goals to continue as a committee along with maintaining the mission. All current committee members along with past members are encouraged to attend. Here's Cam on a Wednesday evening with My Mistake.
Just another heartache in waiting. Just another sweet talking dream that ends in lonely nights. Just another handsome breakup, and he'll be gone before the morning light. But he's my mistake to make all night. This bar is full of locals, tourists, drunks, and we're all hopeful, praying that tonight
most of us think we're movie stars. Give us a shot, the world is ours. Come on, baby, I think that you and I should dance. Just another heartache in waiting. Just another sweet talking dream that ends in lonely nights. Just another handsome breakup. He'll be gone before the morning light. But he's my mistake to make all night. Telling stories about the younger youths were framed by in the bosom, let my shoulder lean on yours in this cloud of cigarette smoke. I lose track of time on purpose. Tomorrow's gonna be long, but it's worth it to feel the spins of alcohol and freedom. He just might, and we still could. I'm debating if I should. Just another heartache in waiting. Another sweet talking dream that ends in lonely nights. Just another handsome breakup. He'll be gone before the morning light. But he's my mistake to make all. Bar is shutting down. I don't mind if you walk me out. Oh, that's kind of what life's about. Just another heartache in waiting. Just another sweet talking dream that ends in lonely nights. Just another handsome breakup. He'll be gone before the morning light. But he's my mistake to make all. He's my mistake to make all night.
Shine, shine, drink a little wine. He's up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Found myself on the floor.
Feel it in your heart. Take new time to start.
flow.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more. Fine, fine, elderberry wine. Got myself on the floor.
She said,
shine, shine, drink a little wine. Ease up, come back for more.
Time on, maybe in between the summer and fall, we can slip away. One of these days, I'm gonna build you that little white house, a picket fence and a wraparound. One of these days. I ain't crazy, I swear, baby, I'm really gonna change. If you stick around, I'll stick around, but only if you wanna stay. I hope you don't run out before I run out of one of these. See the sunset in California. I'll pull you close, girl, and without warning, I'll get down on a knee. I'll get out of rain, put it on your pretty little hand. Swear forever that I'll be your man. One of these days. Things I say, I ain't crazy, I swear, baby, I'm really gonna change. You stick around, I'll stick around, but only if you wanna stay. I hope you don't run out before I run out of one of these days. No, I ain't crazy, I swear, baby, I'm really gonna change. You stick around, I'll stick around, but only if you wanna stay. I hope you don't run out before I run out of one of these days.
Chancey Williams, One of These Days. Grace Life Church of Richland Center will be hosting a Global Impact Conference Friday through Sunday. All are welcome. For more information, go to gracelifechurchofrichlandcenter.org.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care. All amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Andy from Equity Livestock. Tomorrow's our feeder sale. We've got some cattle here consigned. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to go barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. And don't forget, we are open from 4 to 6 tonight for your convenience and open back up at 7 a.m. And hope to see you at the sale.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but not everyone has a full bowl to start their morning. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Right now, our local food pantry needs your help. Donate a box of cereal today and we'll match it, doubling the impact for families in need. Any brand, any kind, every box makes a difference. Drop off your donation at Julie Karen State Farm. Together, we can fill every bowl and fuel every morning. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Get ready, Molly B fans. The Baraboo Area Senior Citizen Organization invites you to a special benefit concert for the Outdoor Pool Fund in Baraboo. Molly B brings her energetic polkas and more March 2nd at 1 p.m. at the Baraboo Arts Center. Tickets are just $30 and all proceeds support a great cause. Get yours today at the Bosco office, open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. or call 608-356-8464 for more details. Don't miss out. Great music for a great cause on March 2nd. Molly B in Baraboo.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
By the fire forever.
ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more while been free, gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Caroline. Been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond. That's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy. Know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
The news coming up is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, carrying tractors, chainsaws, snowblowers, and utility vehicles to simplify tough tasks with two locations for your convenience. And by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro. This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. It's 38 degrees at 6 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Not reconsidering tariffs on Europe, Canada, and Mexico, President Trump at the first cabinet meeting of his second administration.
I was going to do it on April 1st, but I'm a little bit superstitious. I made it April 2nd. The tariffs go on, not all of them, but a lot of them. And I think you're going to see something that's going to be amazing.
The president also signing an executive order that issues new cost-cutting instructions to federal agencies, directing them to have a plan by mid-March to drastically cut the number of workers. The first measles death in the U.S. in a decade is in western Texas. A school-aged child was in the hospital in Lubbock, where Dr. Amy Thompson heads Covenant Health in Lubbock.
We also want to continue to emphasize that vaccination is the best way to prevent the spread.
21-year-old man who's been in jail in Chicago since 2021 for a murder charge has been charged in five additional murders, police say. A mixed close for Wall Street indexes. This is ABC News. Asked by ABC News about migrants held in a hotel in Panama City, with some holding signs in the windows pleading for help, a senior member of Panama's government, the Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, Carlos Ruiz Hernandez, ABC's Kira Phillips.